Welcome to our discussion of the secret of the Jews in Egypt. What is the secret of the Jews in Egypt? Why was it kept secret? And what's it all about? Let's take a look at the Midrash HaGadol, a collection of Midrash. It comes from Provence in the 1400s. And it says as follows. It's found in other Midrashic collections as well. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat Mishur Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Elazar says, Karov l'shmona miot shana ufroch vroch. For about 800 and change years, hayai tanivu azu kvusha. This prophecy was held secret. It was covered. Ad sheba Yechezkel upirsha. Until Yechezkel came and clarified it. What is this secret nevuah that's covered and hidden? Well, let's take a look in Yechezkel. Yechezkel Navi really draws a very gloomy picture of the Jewish people in general. In the past, he says, the Jews have sinned. And guess what? Even in the future, when the redemption comes, God will redeem a sinful people. And he'll just have to redeem them as they are. He recalls the history of the Jewish people in Egypt. And he says, I told them, Va'omar Alehem, I told the Jews, Ishikutein Havashlichu, get rid of your idols. Do not become defiled with the abominations of Egypt. Now, when did God say this? When did God say to get rid of your idolatry in Egypt? Where does it say that? You look in the book of Exodus, which we're reading this week, we don't see that. So Rashi says, Aaron nibe lahen nivuazu. It was Aaron who gave them this prophecy. Kodim shniglaglash bruchal Moshe. Before God revealed himself to Moshe, he revealed himself to Aaron. Aaron was the first prophet. One of the secrets is that it was Aaron who was a prophet in Egypt. And the second secret is that Aaron told them something very specific in Egypt. He told the Jews, get rid of your idolatry. And guess what? Vayamrubi, they rebelled. Lo avulishmoy, they did not listen. They did not listen to Aaron. Not only in the golden calf did they not listen, they didn't listen in Egypt. They worshipped idols in Egypt. That's the secret. The secret that wasn't known for 800 years was that the Jews, Sha'avdu Yisrael, Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim, the Jews worshipped idols in Egypt. A very unfortunate story. Rabbi David Kimchi of Provence says as follows. He says, all kinds of prophets came, nobody listened until Moshe came. They gave them signs. Then finally, they began to listen to what he says. And when he came, then they began to listen. This is alluded to one other time in the book of Samuel. There's talking to Eli. Eli is a Kohen. Kohen descendant of Aaron HaKohen. And he says, did I not appear in the house of Egypt, in the house of Pharaoh? Did I not appear? Ha-niglo nigleti. So Rashi says, did I not appear? What does that mean? We see that Mikan Nabe Aaron Mitzrayim. We see that Aaron prophesied in Egypt. What was the prophecy? It was a prophecy in Yechezkel chapter 20. Get rid of your idols. That was not done. That was the special secret. We have an allusion to this story in our Parsha as well, Parshat Shmot, that where Moshe turns to God at the burning bush and he says, listen, God, I don't want to lead the Jews. The Jews won't listen to me. And also, shlach nabiyat tishlach. Please send in the hand of whom you send it. Huh? Send it in the hand of whom you send it? What does that mean? So the Midrash says, Mishnah of Rebbe Elazar, shlach nabiyat misha shlach tokfar. Not just to send it in the hands of someone else, namely Aaron, but to send it in the hands of someone you already sent. The Jews had already had Moshe, had Aaron as a leader. So they quote the verse in Yechezkel, the verse in Samuel chapter 2, and there it's very clear that Aaron had prophesied in Egypt. And therefore Moshe says, I'm going to get involved in this. I'm going to usurp my own brother from being the leader of the Jews. He's the leader. He's the prophet. So God says, I know he was the prophet, but you need to be the prophet with him from now, from here on in. Now, as to what the prophecy was, till now we've said that the prophecy was kind of one of gloom and doom. Stop worshiping idols, he said to them. And they didn't listen. But the Radak mentions that it's here, the Midrash Rabbah, there's an additional idea. Parsha Hey and section Yud says as follows. Aaron in the desert, in Egypt, meet Nabelam, he used to prophesy to Israel. The Jews are destined to be redeemed by the Holy One, blessed be He. And therefore, when Moshe would come, and he would say, Bakot Bakati Etchem, I have hereby redeemed you, God remembered you. They would say, oh yeah, we know that. You sound just like Aaron. We believe you because Aaron said it. Or we believe Aaron because Moshe said it. They were a tag team. And between the two of them, the Jewish people believed in Moshe. This notion that the Jews somehow worshipped idols in Egypt, we've mentioned it in some of our other videos regarding Pesach, that the idea of getting rid of our chametz is a symbol of getting rid of idolatry. That's what we're supposed to do on Pesach, is to get rid of idolatry symbolized by the chametz. Chametz being haughtiness, the rising of the bread. Chametz representing Egypt and what it stands for, because bread was invented in Egypt. And therefore, since many did not listen, and they did worship idols, therefore we understand the many midrashim later in Parsha B'Shalach when it says that v'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim, the Jews went out, chamushim, what does that mean? And Midrash says only 1 out of 5 Jews came out of Egypt. 4 out of 5 died in Egypt. Maybe it was 1 out of 50, 1 out of 500, there are all kinds of different opinions. Maybe it was 1 out of 5,000. But many, many Jews died for their rebelliousness, for their worshipping of idols. They did not follow the Torah. Yes, the Loshinu et Shemam, they didn't change their name. Loshonam, they didn't change their language. At Malbusham, they didn't change their clothing. They remained culturally Jewish in Egypt. But in terms of their religion, it was a sad story. A sad and secret story. The Jews worshipping idols in Egypt. When Moshe comes to the Jewish people to prophesy to them, and we wonder, why did Moshe turn God down? When Moshe comes to the Jewish people, and he gives up on them, he says, forget it, I'm going off to Midian, I don't want to have anything to do with these people. They turned me in. Moshe turns his back on a people who are worshipping idols in Egypt. It was only later, through the Paschal Lamb, the Jews were able to show their fidelity to God and show that, yes, indeed, they had heard Aaron, they had heard Moshe. They were ready now to embrace the God of Abraham once again. And with that, they were redeemed from Egypt. Yes, indeed, they would listen eventually, not to Aaron, but to Moshe. They would redeem them, or be able and be worthy of being redeemed. This is a sad story, a hidden story, a secret story. It's not a story we like to talk about. The story of what it was really like in Egypt, what really happened. We began to embrace the religion of our oppressors, as we've seen very often in history. And this is something that's a deep scar in our psyche. It came back in the golden calf. But it's something that's there. By talking about it, by remembering our history, our history which was sullied by this episode, perhaps we can be healthier in going forward and remembering that we need to continue to be a distinct people, our own language, our own address, but most importantly, with our own sense of religion, our own values, our own philosophy, our own theology. And with that, can truly be the people of Israel, and hopefully in our time as well, God will redeem us yet again. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lamed Congregation for a discussion of the secrets of Moshe, secrets of Egypt. Join us each week for our further discussions. And thank you, Jason Lefkowitz, for making today's presentation possible. Thank you again, and join us again here in Memphis, Tennessee, each week for our discussions. Thank you.